This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the High Court to weigh in. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit over the Department of Natural Resources authority to order hazardous materials to be cleaned up. Under Wisconsin's spills law, the DNR holds polluters responsible for cleanup. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argues the law is unconstitutional. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat right after Harris got into the race. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower-wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high-wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. Wisconsin school superintendent is running for re-election. Jill Underly says her priorities are getting more money for underfunded schools, reforming literacy education, and improving mental health support. No other candidates have announced yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The diver exploring the SS Wisconsin died. Rescue crews working off the Lake Michigan shore in Pleasant Prairie located the body of 72-year-old Patrick Kelly, a diver from Winthrop Harbor. He went missing while exploring the SS Wisconsin shipwreck in Lake Michigan. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says Kelly's body was found about 5 miles offshore in about 100 feet of water. Several pets were rescued from a Rapids Drive fire in Racine last night. At around 7, a massive response was called to a home on Rapids near Infocinos. A house was burning with both lanes of Rapids closed during the response. Neighbors ran to the home to bang on doors and windows to alert those inside. It's believed everyone did get out safely. Microsoft now has even more Mount Pleasant land. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company this week bought more Racine County land north of Highway 11 in an effort to support their plans for a massive data center project. It's reported Microsoft now owns over 1,600 acres of property for their $3.3 billion effort. Construction on those data centers is already underway. A potentially dangerous situation near the state line yesterday caused the shutdown of Wilmot Union High. There was a 45-minute secure hold at the school in the afternoon while authorities searched for an armed man that was suicidal. The incident along Fox River Road concluded peacefully when the person was found on the Illinois side of the border. And a rehab effort at Racine's Parkview Manor could start soon. That 40-unit apartment building has been boarded up since a fire last year, and this week, the Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board endorsed a $1.7 million rehab project. The full council is expected to vote next week on the acceptance of some federal money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready, just as last week, you know.
Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan. or just be ready to go if Jordan can't go, and that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the movies this weekend? Here are some films that hit theaters for your consideration. There has been no shortage of horror films in the cinema this year, and this weekend's thriller offering is Speak No Evil, starring James McAvoy. Speak No Evil tells the story of an American family invited to spend the weekend at a rich British estate, but as so often happens, evil rears its ugly head. The film is pulling an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you like wrestlers turned actors and are in the mood for an action comedy, check out David Bautista in The Killer's Game. Bautista plays a dying hitman who takes out a contract on himself only to find out the assassin he hired is also going after his ex-wife. But buyer beware, the film has not been made available to critics yet, so at least there are no bad reviews. If you feel like sitting in on this beautiful weekend, check out Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos, a docuseries about the making of the HBO show where Chase and everyone in the cast talk about how much they dislike their mothers. Let's go to the movies. A judge in Michigan ordered Sean Diddy Combs to pony up $100 million to a man in Michigan for a sexual assault. The man claims Combs drugged him and molested him at a party. Lee Cardello Smith was a bartender who says the last thing he remembered was Combs handing him a drink before he passed out. Cardello is currently in prison for crimes similar to Combs, as well as kidnapping. That Sean Combs is incorrigible. Okay, ridiculous cuteness alert. Travis Kelce and his girlfriend, also known as Taylor Swift, performed together at the U.S. Open. It all happened while watching tennis from the stands. First, there was the requisite canoodling while matches were being played. Then during a break, the Dark's I Believe in a Thing Called Love came on. The couple seemed to sing the song while serenading each other and dancing. Hopefully, for the sake of those sitting close by, Kelce was just lip-syncing. Aren't they just the cutest? Dream Kardashian, 7, has her own Instagram. She's the daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. He's the youngest of proud grandma Kris Kardashian's talentless but attention-hungry clan. But Kim K's son, Saint West, was the first to have a YouTube channel at 8. Not sure what took so long. Before you judge, just know that Kim made her son sign a very strict contract regarding said YouTube account that she shared on the gram. The contract does not involve talking to strangers. Oh no. It has him promising not to share family info, like they do every week on their numerous pandering reality shows, or film anything personal. Really, Kim? St. West, who even at the age of 8 must know his name is nauseating, is also not allowed to film or record when his sibling, North, is recording. That's his 11-year-old sister. You can't be too careful. I mean, can you imagine how people are chomping at the bit to get a bootleg copy of an 11-year-old whose voice hasn't even changed yet? Those Kardashians are hard to keep up with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Our low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.